on the fly at the Learn to Fly Center, and that's at Four Corners. So if you're coming in the main gate and heading for Boeing Plaza, you'll pass right by and wave at us, just say hi, and you'll know you're there by hitting the big compass rose that's painted on the ground right out front here. And there are four areas here at Four Corners, and we're in just one of them, and we're going to talk about some of the other stuff going on, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Jeff. So in the first segment, we talked a little bit about, you know, we got the member center here to take all your membership needs. We got merchandise for all those fun things you want to take home. We went a little in-depth on Learn to Fly, but what we didn't talk about is an even newer addition to the Four Corners. I think we're in our third or fourth year of this venue, and it's greatly expanded this year. And here to talk about the EAA Youth Welcome Center is Danielle Schmick. She's a Aero Educate program manager. She runs the Air Academy for EAA and a lot of the other youth program that we do year-round. Danielle, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So I think one of the things that has really come to the forefront over the last probably decade or so for EAA is, you know, Young Eagles, we've got 3+ decades of experience behind us, but there was a real heavy push, again, about 10 years ago to say, well, what else can we do for these kids other than just give them a free flight? Because that's great. They walk away with a smile on their face, but there was always that question of, what's next?
And
I know we're going to talk more about what you're doing on site, but can you just talk a little bit about, you know, what EAA has done to address that what's next question, since that's really what you do, you know, 51 other weeks a year?
Absolutely. We're so excited to now have some resources for the parents and the kids and the chapters to be able to point youth to continued engagement after their flight. Aero Educate is a free online program for kids. There are activities from kindergarten through 12th grade. They get to learn about aviation and careers and get into the community, earn some badges along the way, have some fun and stay engaged with EAA all the way through.
So, and then one of the things that, again, we're going to talk about the EAA Youth Welcome Center here. One of the things that, again, you stepped back and looked at a couple of years ago, Danielle, you said, you know, we've got this amazing kid venture out at Pioneer Airport, which I know we'll talk about in a little bit. But for families that are just coming to Air Venture for the very first time, you know, we now have free youth admission thanks to Boeing, which has been just an absolutely amazing addition to the show. But with that, it's brought more families here for the first time. And you stepped back and said, what are we doing to serve those families that are coming here that have no idea what they're getting themselves into? And how do we get those kids engaged from the moment they come through the main gate? And that's what brought us to the Youth Welcome Center, correct?
Exactly. There was a vision to make sure that the families, especially our first-timers, but we have returners that continue to come back year after year. We have some that come every single day throughout the week, which is really exciting. But we want our families to feel welcome in the grounds, and we made this place just for them. We have a bunch of hands-on fun activities. They're playing with magnets and Legos and coloring on tables, all aviation related activities that we've embedded. We have a hot air balloon basket photo op this year. We have simulators for teens this year, but really we want to answer three questions. What fun can you have inside the tent in this moment that kind of introduces you to aviation topics in a really easy and fun way? We also want you to know, what can you do on the grounds once you leave this tent? And so we created a map that we want all of our families to hopefully walk away with that shows them where all the youth locations are on the grounds and explains what they're doing in those locations, what age group it's for, what days and times they're open so that they can make a plan for their day, have an amazing experience here at AirVenture, and hopefully come back next year because they're excited about everything we have going on.
You did something right because I'm looking across the hall here and it's packed.
Yes. Every time I walk through, you know, during lunch, sometimes a little bit of lull. We got to make sure we recharge and refuel. But most of the time I walk through there, I can barely get through without bumping into someone. It's super fun.
So what are some of the hands-on activities you can have? I know you called me this morning because you were running low on some supplies already because you have been so busy.
Yes.
But do you have any examples of some of the hands-on activities and takeaways that the kids can grab?
Yeah. So one of our popular activities over there, we've actually our first year we had two stations, then we went to three, now we have four because it's so popular. The kids create their own keychain, but they rivet the pieces together. So we're teaching them how those rivet and those tools are used for aircraft building along the way. They get to learn about a Clico, and but it's a very simple, fun activity. They get to take their keychain with them. That's a very popular one. I know Southwest is over there. They're one of our tent sponsors. They have their tech ops team with a bunch of their tools and things that they use in their job, and so the kids get to be hands-on with those as well. The point is, we want kids to not just hear about aviation, see aviation. We want them to feel it, to touch it. And, I mean, that's how you really make those memories for long term. So
the map here that you have in there, is that kind of a, you're at number one, and let's go to number two, three, four, five, KidVenture, and how to get there and all that kind of thing?
Absolutely. And it's really, you know, choose whatever's a good fit for you. Some of those locations are for the younger kids, and some are for the teenagers. So we want you to know, if you show up at a location and it's meant to be for teenagers and you have a five-year-old, we don't want you to be surprised by that. That's a long ways. I mean, anywhere you go along the grounds is a long walk. So we want to make sure that you're prepared and you know exactly what you're getting yourself into.
Well, and then, you know, this one, it hits close for me, but I know we even have a Young Eagles booth in there. So these kids that are coming from wherever, whether it's local, a couple states away, they can learn information on how to get a Young Eagles flight back home. And I think one of the things that's great about that is it also highlights to these families that maybe aren't fully aware of what EAA totally and holistically represents, that this is an organization that's going to support these kids, again, the other 51 weeks a year, not just here in Oshkosh.
You bet. So I had talked about our three questions that we want to answer in the tent. What can you do inside the tent today to have some fun? What can you do on the grounds while you're here at AirVenture? But what can you do when you get home to keep your journey going? And Young Eagles and Aero Educate are going to be fantastic resources to look into and continue to stay engaged with us and continue your aviation journey.
So Jeff mentioned it before, but you know, we look across the way and there's someone at every single booth. There's people milling about. I don't know if you have numbers yet this year, mm-hmm. but last year, about how many visitors came through the tent throughout the week?
We get usually somewhere between 18 and 20,000 feet through the door, which is really exciting.
That's a significant promotion for aviation to kids.
You bet. And what's fun is I see a lot of adults doing the activities as well. I mean, everyone's having fun. I mean, it's kids of all ages, literally. So, I mean, it's hard to resist adding a Lego to a Lego wall, right?
One of the things I just want to mention.
Well, we're all big kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
So one of the things I want to mention is when Danielle first, went down the path of developing this Youth Welcome Center, Learn to Fly was in probably its third year at that point. So she, you know, kind of leaned on me and asked some questions about, hey, you know, first year doing this, what do you think about this? How should we do that? And I remember how, I don't want to use nervous, but there was a little trepidation of how am I going to staff all this? What am I going to do from a volunteer standpoint? And I think one of the coolest things now is to look over there and see the number of volunteers that are there. The ones that have been coming back since that first year, they're bringing friends. They're here every day. And I just think it's another great representation of when EAA, and I don't mean EAA as in staff, I mean EAA as the organization, when EAA comes up with a new innovative idea or solution or program, the volunteers that buy into it only make it that much better and add that much more value to it.
It is almost overwhelming how excited our volunteers are in the Youth Welcome Center with what they do. They are there with smiles. They're going all day long, talking nonstop, teaching kids about aviation, having fun. And they keep coming back every year, every day. And it's such an honor. And we could not do this without them. So I can't thank them enough. I mean, not just in our tent, but all across the grounds. This whole event could not happen without them.
So, Danielle, you're putting all this stuff together. So parents are listening, maybe in the campground, what have you, having lunch, and they've got teenagers with them.
Yeah.
And maybe the parents want to go do some parent stuff. What do you have for teenagers on their own to go and do?
In the Youth Welcome Center?
No, I mean on the grounds.
Oh, on the grounds. Yeah. A couple things that come to mind, if I think of what's on our map. I know NASA has some great connections over there for our teenagers just to kind of meet some folks that work there, find out what it's like to work there and what pathway does that look like to maybe get involved in their organization. I know Boeing, their tent also has some engaging activities for that age group. The EAA Education and Career Center over in Aviation Gateway Park. Fantastic connections and networking opportunities for those teenagers to start those conversations. Those would be a few recommendations that I would have for that age group.
Oh, and I was also just reminded Vintage has teen night twice a week, Tuesday
yeah,
and
right.
Thursday. And then I'll also do a shameless plug, Learn to Fly Center. Again, one of our core demographics here is that 14 to 18-year-old group that is just looking to get their start in, you know, potentially an aviation career as well.
All right, cool. David, we're going to take another break. Jay Monchi on the fly at the Learn to Fly Center at Four Corners. Don't go away. We've got lots more. You're listening to EAA Radio.